Hi everybody, hope you all are doing fit and fine. Well, it's a long time I've done I've spoken about any topic. So today is the day and I feel like talking about women power. Well, that's a vast topic and I'm not going to really talk too much about women power as a feminist, but something in general, a subtopic called menopause and fitness. Well, this is a topic which is least spoken about and discussed for various reasons. Some women are not comfortable talking about it. Some women don't accept the fact that there's something called menopause happening with them. And it's a very uncertain issue with lots of doubts in their mind. Well, it's nothing but a phase, another phase in anybody's life that could happen. And why women, even men, go through a lot of physical and mental changes. But unfortunately, there are a lot of preconcept beliefs and notions. So let me just start by touching the topic of this as what is actually reality. So the reality is actually nothing but we all are limitless. Be it a child, a teenager, a man, a woman, we are limitless. And we only realize it when we move ahead after doing the act. You know, when we turn back and look and say, oh, I did it, OMG. You know, it's like that. So, you know, as we grow, we go through a lot of physical changes. Even a child once born starts crawling, then starts tumbling and falling, and then starts eventually walks and then starts running. So it's just another physical change that we all go through, that women go through, and believe me, even men go through a lot of physical changes. So there's nothing to make a big deal out of it. The only thing is that you accept it first, that of course there are changes happening. Secondly, don't get be scared of it. You know, it's like when you're scared of it and you're making a big deal out of it, it comes on you. So what things can we do to make this phase even more beautiful, even more strong? We need to just take care of ourselves a little more. Put ourselves in the top priority list. Mentally first, start taking care of us, because the mind will actually direct the body what to do. Our physical condition is nothing but an extension of our mental condition. So let's start by doing a bit of mind exercises, keeping our mind happy, following our hobbies, doing all kinds of very basic, taking time off from your phone, from social media, from laptop, and sitting and just introspecting, following your breath, doing some breathing exercises, and everything that keeps your mind happy. Listening to nice music, if you have hobbies of any music like singing or any kind of musical instrument that you enjoy, try and learn, try and again, you know, touch your bass, try and sing. So read good books, fill up your mind with great informations, try and do something new every week, a new hobby, a new passion. If you're working, well, continue with your work, but see to it that you take time off from your work. Don't say, I'm growing and I'm tired and I can't do this. Say that I need a break. I mean, I've worked so much throughout my life. At this phase of life, I have grown up, I have become more wiser, so I need a break. So you can take a break, but don't take anything as a burden. This is a phase of life, you know, believe me, you are much freer. Your responsibilities are getting lesser and you have much time to yourself. So physically start taking care of yourselves, which you wanted to do. You want to follow any sports, please go ahead. You need not be an elite. You need not be like, you know, training like a donkey in and out. You can just do your bit, what your body allows you to do. Enjoy that bit. Okay, it could be yoga, it could be strength training, it could be Pilates, it could be various kinds of bodyweight training, it could be plain simple walking, it could be running, anything that you enjoy, you find that peace in mind that doesn't bog you down, please do follow all those. Because, you know, you have now a lot of time in your hands. Spend on yourself. See what you like doing about, like, you know, which you saved up. You go to, you like spending on people. Go ahead. Like spending on things like anything you want to do. Please go ahead. Take care. Take care of people around you in your house. And yes, take care of such small, tiny pets that you like. It could be a dog, it could be a cat, it could be a small bird. You know, they add a lot to your life. They, believe me, they really add. Well, I am a big animal lover, so I'm talking from my side, but you know, you could give a try. Those years when you had so many work and responsibility, you didn't have the time and inclination also to keep pets to yourself, but now you have a lot of time, so it's a beautiful phase of your life. And nutrition, one more thing is that, you know, as we grow, we, as a plant keeps on growing, you know that you need to change the soil, you need to add manure. So it's nothing that you've grown old, it's just you're growing up, you need some more attention. So like a plant needs watering every day, so you, your mind, your body also needs that kind of watering and nutrition every day. So check on your food, check on any supplements if required, do regular checkup every 6-7 months just to check your blood level. You know, your blood, whatever, your iron, your B12, your D3, and all the nutrition bit, just to check on all those level, and attend to anything that you have, that you see that you're missing on, or your energy is getting little down. So no worries, just increase your that part of the diet you feel. You can consult a physical trainer, you can consult a nutritionist, and yes, we are there to help you. And please enjoy, again and again I keep on saying, enjoy that moment of your life, okay? And strength training and any kind of training that you wish to do is a must, because I'm not saying I'm trying to sell all, you know, strength trainers or yoga trainers or anybody like that. We are here to just guide you, help you, and check your forms. But ultimately, the person who does, the mind really relaxes well. That time when you're doing that 45 minutes of workout, 1 hour workout, you feel like, oh, like, you know, I'm really tired. But believe me, entire day goes so well because you're endorphins are released, you feel so activated, you feel you have achieved something, you feel you've done something, you feel so confident about yourself. Your body language speaks, okay, about that confidence. So never think that menopause is an end to my youth or it's end to a lot of things that I could do. No, it's another phase of life, it's a restart of a new beginning. So please do go ahead, follow my Instagram page, Five Rings Fitness, where I come up with a lot of workouts. DM me. I would be happy to help you if you have any queries or any plan-related queries. And follow my YouTube page too, Fit with Five Rings Fitness, where I do put up a lot of workout. And yes, I wish you all the best, and I wish you that you all are happy. Believe that we are limitless, and this is all about women power. Write in your book, write as affirmation. Keep on telling yourself, I am healthy, I am strong, I am beautiful, and I am a woman. Okay, so guys, do take care, and I'll be coming up again with a lot more such interesting topics. Till then, ciao, take care, love you, bye.